All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, May 30th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a three-game early MLB slate almost finished here. A's and the Rays are still in extra innings. We have PGA teed off earlier this morning. We have a four-game MLB main slate later this evening, single-game NBA showdown, and a single-game NHL showdown. So a ton of DFS action coming at you all day long here. For those of you who are new, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You can get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, going to get the app pulled up here. And we are going to jump right in. So taking a quick peek here, no questions to get us started. You know, it is NBA showdown season, like officially here. Prizes are getting bigger. Contests are getting bigger. We have the Millie Maker for game one of the NBA Finals coming up here 1 week from today. If you haven't seen it, DraftKings already posted the contest. And they've been running satellites since probably like January, the $25 tickets for the fantasy basketball millionaire contest. So thought it might be a good day to build some NBA showdown lineups here and just talk a little bit about NBA showdown. I actually don't want to go to that contest. I want to go to today, go to NBA. We'll see if the Timberwolves can make a comeback here, you know, still grinding away here, trying to get back into this series. So we'll see if, you know, game five is it or they force a game six. But before we talk NBA showdown, I wanted to call out this video that we recently released 8 days ago here. Winning the And it's a video that Jordan did. Shout out to Jordan. Awesome video. Check it out. You get to see his strategies in this video, his thoughts, and then you get to see mine here on the live daily show. So it's a nice little 1-2 punch for me for you guys, hearing from a couple different coaches here. But oops, meant to pull up SaberSim. Let's get that back up. All right. So got the game tonight. First thing that I would normally do here is just pull up the fantasy basketball monster. The BBM board, right? The basketball monster news dashboard. That's what I'm thinking of here. And just kind of check, you know, for any injuries, anything like that. You can see them in the app too. You know, you can always like filter by team, like, okay, who's out, right? Okay. Olivier, Max and Prosper. Not a very big or important name here. Lively questionable, Luka questionable. Pretty sure Luka is expected to play here. And then you could also do the same thing for Minnesota. No injuries to really speak of here, right? So not really concerned there. Pretty sure Mike Conley will play. He's been playing. And then second thing that I'm going to do, right? So, you know, one thing about the playoffs in particular is that I would say that, you know, things can change very, very quickly in a seven-game series. And sometimes the data cannot always change as fast, right? Like when we do our projections, we are using, you know, recent game data. We're weighting that the heaviest. And then we're using, you know, season data. And then we're using, you know, data even further back, right? So sometimes you can see like minutes change or different things change. And the data might adjust for it slightly, but you might know that like, hey, I think this is actually going to change more significantly than what I'm seeing here, right? And I don't know if I have like a good example for this series, but I'll tell you guys one that I remember from earlier in the playoffs. There was a game, there was like a couple games where Dante DiVincenzo played like not that many minutes, like high 20s, and then one game he played like 40 minutes, right? And the projections didn't really adjust for like that big increase, him going from like 28 to like 40. It probably bumped him, like, I would say maybe up to like 34. Well, that was a situation where I'm like, okay, you know, something happened, the game flow, the series flow, where DiVincenzo, you know, they put him on the court more, right? Like, 34 is an increase, but I don't think 34 is like enough, right? And you know, I'm not saying like go to 40. I always try to be like a little conservative with those adjustments. So I'm pretty sure I bumped him up to like 37 minutes or something, and like, you know, did a calculation, right? So like, if you're trying to adjust somebody's minutes in the app, you can't actually change their minutes. So what you would do is take their projection, divide it by their minutes, figure out their fantasy point per minute value, and then multiply that by the new minutes. So that's just like an idea. Like, if you see something change, but like you think it'll probably change even more significantly to, that is how I would make that adjustment. So anything like that, you know, if you guys want to do a little bit extra research, Popcorn Machine's great. And you can, you know, go in and look at the game logs and the game flow and kind of make some manual adjustments. So that's something that I'm doing with my NBA Showdown strategy, just taking a quick peek at how the series has gone, how the teams have played recently, and seeing if there's any edge to be had by making those type of adjustments. But after that, you know, let's say that I go through it, projections look good, no, nothing to worry about here. Going to come in and make two small adjustments to projections. Something that I'm not opposed to doing is coming in here and curating my captain pool here, right? So something like I'm interested in doing is coming in here. Creating like a cutoff effectively here. And like the ownership projections are going to reflect that here. But I do kind of like the idea of like, hey, I think a player needs to have so much upside in order to be like a viable captain here, right? So like I might come in here and look, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm looking at these percentiles. There seems to be like a pretty big jump kind of in this area, like Lively, Derek Jones, where, you know, Derek Lively is like 34 points, 95th percentile, and like Derek Jones is like 29, right? Like this 5-point jump. There's even a 5-point jump between Kyle Anderson and Jaden Hardy. So like I would definitely get rid of like all these like Hardy, Alexander, Greens. And, you know, just kind of like curating my captain pool a little bit. You know, I'm not opposed to getting rid of Derek Jones and Kyle Anderson too. And just, you know, trying to make sure that the lineups I do get, I'm happy with. And like, I'm kind of just not wasting lineups in my pool, trying to get to more lineups that I would actually be comfortable playing. So curated my captains a little bit. Again, these guys don't have a ton of ownership, probably like 6-7% total. But hey, you know, those are extra lineups in my pool that I get that I'm going to be happy to play. So get rid of those guys. And then come in and kick off my build, right? So I'm going to build 200 lineups here. I'm going to drop minimum salary to zero just because I'm okay playing lower salary lineups, especially building on Sim Diversity 10, just taking those single game simulations and building, you know, the best possible lineups from there. So okay if some lineups come in at a lower salary. And I'm actually kind of interested to see what our lowest salary lineup is. So when I come in here, inversely sort by salary, looks like our lowest salary lineup is 47.3. So again, you know, the minimum default is 45,000. I lowered it to zero and we're still not building a lineup less than 47,300 here. So all is well there. If you have contest sims, I would use them. If not, I would use the single game saber score, another very, very good showdown metric there. And now I would start to, you know, kind of analyze this, right? So I'm going to come in here, sort by exposure. We're getting a lot of Luka. That kind of made sense. Like we saw like the huge 95th percentile boost. He had like 83 and next guy was like, you know, way, way, way lower. So understandable getting to a lot of Luka here. And then one thing I'll come in and do is just like sort by pool. And, you know, kind of for exactly the reason that we just saw, like when I look at my exposures, okay, you know, I'm just kind of seeing them. But when I look at my pool, I notice that like, hey, our second highest pool exposed captain Anthony Edwards, we actually have 0% of him, right? So kind of just gives me an opportunity to see who we're fading, who we're going with, and let me, you know, make a determination if I agree with these decisions, right? And like One thing I could come in here and do is increase my mini uniques. If I go to a mini uniques of 3, that only takes me down to lineup 30, but it does spread me out a little bit more at the captain spot, right? At one mini unique, we have 5 captains. At 3 mini uniques, we have 9 captains. So we've added 4 players to our captain pool, and we've gotten one lineup with Anthony Edwards. This is one way to do it. You could just like force it. Maybe you want like a number of Anthony Edwards lineups. You leave it at mini uniques of 1. You come in here and you set a minimum exposure, maybe like 10%. Like, hey, I'm going to, you know, come in and put 10% for Anthony Edwards and, you know, get to a little bit of exposure to him. Oh, that's totally okay here as well, right? So a couple of different things you could do there. Not saying you have to do this at all, but hey, you know, he's our second highest pool exposed captain. Maybe I want a little bit of exposure to him. There's nothing wrong with coming to that conclusion. But aside from that, you know, going to take a peek here at my utility spot. A lot of leverage on Kyle Anderson. You know, he seems to be like the pay down option, right? We're paying up for Luca at captain, probably paying down for Kyle Anderson. Okay, you know, I understand why that's happening now. Again, didn't like Anthony Edwards and the captain, negative leverage on him in the utility. I'd probably leave this, you know, I've already kind of forced him. I'm just going to leave this as it is to kind of trust the builder in its lineup construction here. It looks like it would much rather play Gobert in Towns. So that all looks fine. And then, you know, lastly thing that you can come in here and do is I like to come into my team stacks. I like to see, you know, at what rate are lineups showing up in my pool, and at what rate are they showing up in my top 20? So, you know, quite a few 5-1 Minnesotas, and we are getting to some of those. We're not getting to any Dallas 5-1s. Pretty balanced at the 4-2 spot, comparing pool exposure to lineup exposure, and then also pretty balanced at the 3-stack spot as well. So far, all of this looks good. Everything kind of passing the eye test here. I would say like a red flag would be like if, you know, I have very low pool exposure to Dallas, but I'm getting a lot of these lineups as a high percentage of the lineups that I'm viewing. I might kind of take a step back and try to figure out why that's happening, right? But last thing to note here is duplication. Duplication is super important for NBA showdowns. So one thing that you could do if you're on the pro or ultimate plan is come in here and create a custom metric where it will calculate the geometric mean of each lineup. And then you can ultimately use the geometric mean to estimate how many duplicates, how many times you can on average expect each lineup to be duplicated here. So I have that custom metric. And then once you have the custom metric, you can come in and filter by it, right? So I could do a geo mean calculation, which would be the number of dupes I'm aiming for divided by the number of entries in the contest to the power of 1/6, where 6 is the number of players in this showdown lineup. If you're doing this for like a classic slate, you would do it 1/8, where there's 8 players in a NBA DraftKings classic lineup here. And then I could filter these lineups out. If you are not on pro or ultimate, if you're on like standard or starter or advanced, you could always come in here and set up a lineup aggregate rule. And then say, hey, my own geometric mean, no more than, right? The bigger the geometric mean, the more likely you are to be duplicated. The lower the geometric mean, the less likely your lineup is to be duplicated. So one important note there when using that, and then you would just do that same calculation, plug in your number, and then build your lineups. And then every lineup that you get built would be under that threshold, right? So that's another way to do it. But I would come in here, and you know, I could just like show you guys what this looked like, right? So I'd be like, I'm doing this in the search bar, so it'd be like 10 divided by 10,000 if it's a 10,000 entry contest to the power of 1/6. Plug that in a calculator, hit equals, you'll get a number. Let's say it's, you know, 20, it would be like 0.257, right? So then in the app, what you would do is you would come in here and you say show lineups with geometric mean less than 25.7, right? And then what that will do is it will go and look at the geo means of all the lineups, and then it will move the lineups that don't meet that criteria to the trash. So in this example, I did a 25.7. It moved 62 lineups to the trash, and then now I'm left with the other 138 lineups that do meet that threshold. And then when you do it, you'll actually see your lineups change. So this number 20 went down to 8. So that tells me that, hey, there were 12 lineups that were actually above that number in the 20 lineups that you were viewing, which is good. You know, we're getting rid of lineups that, you know, if we win first place, we might not be getting as much of the first place prize as we would like. And we would rather, you know, play a lineup that has a better chance of keeping more of the first place prize if you do win. So that is the point of avoiding duplication. But other than that, I'm all set here. Pretty happy with the lineups I'm seeing and happy with our geo mean calculation. And I would be happy submitting these lineups. So hope you get, that helps you guys out. You know, take what I'm talking about, pair that with what Jordan's talking about in that NBA showdown video and build some winning lineups. So good luck to you all today and later tonight in your DFS contest. I will be right back.